Good afternoon and welcome to Focus. I'm Steph Glazer and my guest today is Tammy Meyer, Director of Diagnostic Imaging at St. Genevieve County Memorial Hospital. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. You know, diagnostic imaging, probably there isn't really anything in the hospital that costs more than your toys, Tammy.
Yes, that's correct.
In your department, you've got the CT scanner and the MRI and X-ray and 3D mammography, and your list of toys goes on and on, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It's fast. The technology is evolving all the time.
Absolutely. And with that evolution, you've got to have replacement. One thing coming up on the horizon is a new MRI machine. Tell people, what is the MRI machine and what does it do?
Okay, so the MRI machine is equipment. Is the magnet. It is like at the next level up from CT scanning, provides a more detailed analysis of the bones and the soft tissue, muscles, tendons, ligaments. It's for all parts of the body, much higher detailed imaging in our world of radiology and imaging studies. We're going to go now. We have had an MRI here at the hospital since 2005. It was the same unit we had out in the trailer that we brought in when we constructed the new ER. So that was brought in 2000. Well, it was the same scanner, 2005. We brought our MRI in from outside in the trailer when we created the new construction for the new emergency room, which was around 2007. Our current MRI is approximately 15 years old, so you can imagine how technology has changed over the last 15 years. We are moving to a Philips Evolution, and it's still going to be a 1.5 Tesla magnet that is a detailed, it's still considered a closed, detailed, high detailed magnet. It will have at least 8 to 16 channels. And it will have, what's more important, it's going to be larger. It's going to have a larger bore size. So current size of our bore is 40 centimeters. We will actually be going to 70 centimeters of the bore size with the latest technology. This new purchase will improve the overall efficiency with workflow for the MRI department. It will definitely be providing faster scans. Normal scan time right now is running about an hour for one body part. We will reduce that to a 20 to 30 minute scan time, so that will make our patients very happy. Then it will also, with the large opening, the bore size, it will also accommodate the patients that are claustrophobia or have larger patient size. The weight capacity will also be moved up to 550 pounds. Our current one's around 450. The newer system will have a latest software technology. Coils will improve the overall quality of the MRI imaging.
Now, when you say it is considered a closed MRI, but really it's not a complete enclosure, is it? I mean, it's open at both ends.
No, open in both ends.
Right.
The way it's positioned in our MRI suite, we have the luxury of having a window that it provides the natural light into that room. So you never feel like you're in a closed-in dark room, because at one end of the magnet is open, and then at the feet end, it's open too. So you always have the light, the natural light coming in. With the new MRI magnet that we're purchasing, it's also going to have what's called the amniot experience. So right now you can listen to your favorite music, but this one will also provide, if you do want to open your eyes, and there is a visual that you're going to be able to see.
Oh my.
So you're going to be able to request. We haven't exactly decided on what images we're going to pick out yet, but as we get further down in the road to installing the magnet, we'll be selecting some images that you'll be able to watch. And if you want to keep your eyes open and watch certain images. I've seen the one with the whales in the ocean.
Okay.
So it's just a neat experience, and it just is there to provide more relaxation for patients and to calm their nerves having their procedures done.
Right. You know, people are always at a little hyper, you know.
Nobody wants to be here.
Exactly.
So, you know.
Now, as I recall, those machines are pretty large. They're not going to just fit through the door. You're going to have to do some fancy schmancy footwork here to get that in there, aren't you?
No, we've got a lot of preparation and work to do beforehand. So our projected opening with the new MRI is November of 2020. we have on how we got the old one in, well, the current magnet into that room, was the outside wall is kind of called the breakthrough wall, where that actual window is. So they will actually break through that window and open that wall up and take the old magnet out and put it in, put the new magnet in, and then close up the walls and provide all the...
So that'll take a little time to do.
It will take some time.
Yeah. So in the interim, you're going to have something brought on campus?
We are. We're going to go with the company that provides our PET CT service, Shared Medical. They have also mobile MRI units. So we will have them come on a weekly basis, daily basis throughout the week, and provide MRI services to our patients so we don't have to stop that service. Our technologists that work here at the hospital and know our patients will be the technologists that work on that van, and they'll perform the MRIs in a mobile setting just for the next couple months when we get started for the real construction part of it.
Now, the new machine, is that going to require a lot of intricate training for your personnel?
We have two registered, full-time registered MRI technologists that will be sent off to MRI school to learn the new techniques specific to this particular MRI magnet, the Evolution. So they'll be gone for a week off-site, and training facility is Cleveland, and then they'll come back, and the week of install, they'll be on-site with the applicationists from Philips Medical. They'll be on-site here for the training, and then we'll be performing MRIs after that.
That is a very, a very special room. You've got to take extreme precautions with that magnet in there. We're not talking a little bitty magnet. We're talking a giant magnet.
No.
Tell us about some of that.
This is the one that we protect the most, because it could be the most dangerous to anyone going in the actual suite with any type of metal or foreign body on them that would draw to the magnet. So we have a lot of precautions, safety precautions put in place for our patients and visitors. We have them fill out a questionnaire before they enter, before they go in for a study. Donna and Andrew go over that questionnaire with them line per line and make sure they understand. All patients are asked to remove all jewelry and anything metal from their clothing before they go into the magnet, so they've maybe changed into a x-ray gown. And then once they're in there, the technologists are with them to make sure that they feel comfortable and safe inside the particular MRI coils that have to be positioned around the body part. But we also have like lots of caution. You know, it's required by the state and the law to have signage up for all things around the MRI magnet, which we do cover that very well here. We even go as far as to not rope off, but secure the room where it's a latch that's the door's locked at all times, and it has a bright yellow belt that goes across the doorway, where it's just an extra precaution that we don't want people entering that room that are not authorized to be in there.
Right. That's that magnet is pretty strong.
Yes, it's very strong.
And it's not like you turn it on and turn it off. It's always on, isn't it?
It's always on. The magnet is always on, because it takes a lot of power and to take it down. We take it down for when we know that we're about to have any, we're pre-warned of any major storms coming through. We try to take it down, but most all the time it's up 24/7. It's constantly running and secured at all times.
Yeah. Well, I think people can take solace in the fact that St. Genevieve County Memorial, I mean, you stay on the cutting edge of technology and equipment, and you have to, don't you?
Oh, yes. Technology is constantly changing with everything that's going on in the world right now. There's still a lot of changes, but these are all good changes, the latest technology to get the best imaging for our patients so their doctors can diagnose their healthcare needs and provide, you know, ongoing healthcare follow-ups for them. But MRI is one of a few, like you said, that are high dollar toys in my department. But we're very proud of the room that we have. It's very, and the environment is very inviting. If you're going to be here, I think you'll find that you're in a peaceful, secure place where the technologists are going to make sure you have a really good experience and you can walk away with knowing your doctor is going to get a very good detailed report so they can take care of you.
Well, very good. Well, thank you so much for the information. Our guest today has been Tammy Meyer, Director of Diagnostic Imaging at St. Genevieve County Memorial Hospital. And for patients who visit the hospital for an MRI come, toward the year's end, November-ish, they'll be able to use a brand new MRI, which actually stands for Magnetic Resonating Imaging?
Yes. Resonance Imaging.
Resonance Imaging.
Magnetic resonance imaging.
Which is why we only go with MRI.
Yes, that's right.
Thank you so much for being our guest.
Thank you.
And that's our focus.